shut up and open the door. Just 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 shut up and open the door.
The doubt was put in placed by a federal judge's declaration that the heart of the legislation is completely unconstitutional. The decision handed Republican foes a lot of ammunition for their repeal effort, which will start right after the new year when the new Congress gets set up. The law will almost certainly get into judgment by the U.S. Supreme Court. Interesting, the judges that before ruled in favor of the health care bill were Democrats. Wouldn't you think partisan politics would not? How is this the law? Isn't that frustrating? It's angering, isn't it, to get all these interpretations that are not based on words but on politics? 800-510-8255, by the way, for you to speak with all the people listening to the program later on in the hour. Right now, though, let's turn our attention to CNN's Joe Johns, speaking here with health care advisor Nancy Ann DePartle. She is not concerned about the lawsuit because two other courts have sued the federal government and the feds have won. Well, let's figure out if we can read between the lines or listen between the lines here.
Tell me, sir, what is the original or sort of initial reaction when you heard this ruling? I mean, is it a blow to the healthcare law at all?
Well, you know, this ruling today is one of about 20 federal district court cases that are out there. And we've already prevailed in two of them, one in Michigan and another one in Virginia. So I don't get too excited about the ones we win, and I don't get too upset about the ones we lose. This is just a process that we have to go through now.
Is politics at play here? Because it's my understanding these other two judges were appointed by Democrats. Now you have one who's appointed by a Republican who rules otherwise. Do you think that politics is playing in this one?
You know, I don't want to go there. I don't have any idea whether anyone's politics is playing in it at all. I just know that there's about 20 of these cases out there right now.
What would be the concern for people? Obviously, this wouldn't kick in what we were talking about until 2014.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some provisions of this law already in place. The coverage for the college students, college age
students,
pre-existing conditions as well. Is there any way at all that this ruling will impact those things that are currently in place?
No. And I want to be clear about that because I've already had some friends ask me, gee, I'm now able to have my child on my policy until they're age 26. Is that in jeopardy? And it's not. Those provisions have already been implemented, and we're working every day to implement more benefits of this new law. The one that the judge ruled about today, about the constitutionality, is one that goes into effect in 2014. And it has to do with really whether we can ban pre-existing condition exclusions. Because if we can't get everybody in the system, you can't then ban pre-existing condition exclusions. And that's what's at risk here. But that's not until 2014, so there's plenty of time to resolve that.
Up next, Fox host Martha McCallum speaking with Senator and Surgeon John Barrasso. He points out that former President Bill Clinton said that there ought to be changes to the current health bill when he was in the White House this past week. So what does that tell you about consistency?
Well, there's going to be a hearing in Florida coming up this month. We know, actually this week, we know that five new states will be joining in suits after the new governors are sworn in January. We have a long way to go. This will ultimately get to the Supreme Court, I believe, and I think we'll hear from them probably right in the middle of the presidential election in 2012, Martha.
Yeah, which would be very interesting timing on all of this. You know, you look at the polls, 60% of Americans, according to a recent Rasmussen report, said that they, you know, at least want to see changes. They're not happy with the bill that was voted on.
Well, they know that this is a bill and a law that's bad for patients. It's bad for the providers, the nurses and doctors taking care of those patients. And it's bad for taxpayers and small businesses. You know, it's interesting. Former President Clinton was at the White House just on Friday with the press conference with President Obama. Then President Obama left, and Bill Clinton said, you know, he said he could, off the top of his head, think of four or five things that he would do to change the health care law. This is a bill and now a law that is not the way to go for this country. It is harmful. It's going to lead significantly to huge expenses, and I think it's actually not going to make health care any better and really worse. And when I talked to patients, and I was home in Wyoming this past weekend, people are worried that their own costs are going to go up because of this law, and the quality of their own care is going to go down.
Yeah, since you brought it up, I found that news conference really fascinating with President Clinton. How much impact does he have on this whole discussion, do you think?
It was an editorial today by the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Her thoughts: she's now granted 222 waivers to over 1.5 million people, people that are from groups that supported the health care law but don't want to be work underneath it and live under the laws. So it's hard to see how much impact former President Clinton is going to have. But if he says off the top of his head he can think of four or five improvements, I can give you five right away. And those are: let people buy insurance across state lines.
Yeah.
Let people write off the cost of the care from their insurance if they buy their insurance individually. And deal with lawsuit abuse, which isn't been dealt with at all in this law, Martha.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
800-510-8255. Start taking your calls in a few minutes after we listen to radio host Tom Becca with maybe the common sense approach at best outline. That's why I like him. Why aren't we to be forced to buy health insurance? If you like what you have, why shouldn't you be able to keep it? The question.
I, by the way, thoroughly agree with U.S. District Judge Henry E. Hudson. I could not, as a matter of fact, agree more. The idea that the government can tell you that you have to buy something is completely unconstitutional. But I'm going to go even one step further. The idea that you've got a constitutional right to health care, I think, is also unconstitutional. Now, should you have health care? Of course you should. Should it be available to everybody? Of course it should. Should you be forced to buy it? Of course not. You see, well, Tom, they force you to buy automobile insurance. Yes, but you're not forcing you to drive an automobile. They are saying that if you do drive an automobile, if you're going to have a car, you better have it insured or you'll be breaking the law. That, I think, is okay, because there's no law that says you've got to have a car, so therefore you've got to buy auto insurance. But for the government to tell you that you must buy health insurance, to me, oversteps the boundaries of the Constitution. I agree with U.S. District Judge Henry Hudson, and the people on the left, I think, are saying, wait a minute, this guy is an activist judge. He's going against the will of the people. He's not going against the will of the people. He's doing the right thing. He is doing the right thing. By the way, if you don't buy health insurance and you get sick, too bad. You don't get the care, or you go in debt up to your ass till you're, you know, the rest of your life. Life's not fair. Life's not fair. This is the part of the health care bill that I looked at, and I said, there's no way they can force you to do this. But if they don't force you to do this, the rest of it sort of falls apart, because if everybody's not buying health insurance, the rest of it all sort of falls apart. So I'm going to say something here that is going to upset a lot of people. The only way you can, I believe, have constitutional laws involving health care is to say, if you don't have it and you can't pay for it, you don't get it. Tom, that's heartless. That's callous. That's awful. It's life.
That's life down on the farm. Maybe we need a chorus of Frank Sinatra here after that. Tom Becca with the agreement on what the judge has said. And I guess if I were encapsulating what I am thinking about it, I'd say the same thing. What do you say? What is your pleasure here? Let's get to your calls at 800-510-8255, starting with a Rob, who's in Nebraska, wondering out loud on the countdown.
Here's the deal, okay? Okay, I'm a 50-year-old male. 7 years ago, I had a sinus cancer, and I had to go all the way through a stem cell transplant and radiation to be treated for this disease I had. It caused me to have vascular disease in my lower right leg, which is eating away at my skin and causing no circulation to my leg. Right now, I cannot get health insurance through anyone. If I call through the Nebraska CHIPS program, they can insure me for $900 a month with a $4,000 a year deductible. I make $30,000 a year right now because when I had my corporate job, I lost that because of layoffs, and now I can't get insurance from anywhere, and I'm not working like in a big company anymore that can provide health care insurance. So my question to you is, what percentage of my income should I be paying for health insurance? Would be 20% of somebody's income be a fair amount for health insurance, or let them say, okay, well, you can get health insurance, but it's going to cost you 60% of your income. It's going to cost me my leg in about 2 years because I can't get insurance to have somebody properly treat my leg. It's just going to basically fall off.
Wow. There's a story. And you got to wonder, in the country that you've heard all the politicians tell you is the best in the world, we have the best health care in the world. We have the most expensive health care in the world. We also have the most expensive equipment, but do we have the best? Or maybe the best way of looking at it is, are we the healthiest country in the world? And by far we are. Just look at the death statistics. In fact, for the first time in a long time, 45 years or so, instead of going up a month or two over the course of a year, like being, I think it was 79.4, the average person lived to be 79.4 years of age, it went down 79.3 or 2 or something, because we aren't taking good care of ourselves. We are not in good health in general. Some of us are extraordinarily healthy and extraordinarily strong, and we do the extra work that's necessary, the consciousness. We keep a kosher, if you will. But a lot of people just don't. They think, okay, I'll beat the hell out of my body, and then the government will take care of me when I get older. So, what kind of sense? That's the educational. Not only do we have a lousy health care record, we have a lousy education record that sort of lets people think that that's the way it works. Hello.
What will you build? A wall? A roof? A room? Or will you build stronger families, healthier children, more successful students? Each year, thousands of volunteers, donors, and partner families build houses and so much more with Habitat for Humanity. They build better lives and hope for the future. So, what will you build? A porch? A kitchen? A bedroom? Or will you build a stable home, a renewed neighborhood, a better world? What will you build? Each day in nearly 90 countries, Habitat volunteers, donors, and families are building houses, hope, and brighter futures. So, what will you build? Find out at Habitat.org and help build it.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now, buzzing through the fields, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry!
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want!
Correct!
I can't believe it!
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number two, according to the Talkers Magazine charts, the vote to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
This whole focus on being gay or not being gay, so what? It just really amazes me. We have so many important things. This is another breakdown. This is another way people say, oh, well, this is a sign that the country's falling apart because there's so many gays. No. Hello. Gays have been around for a long time. This is nothing new, and so why are we so afraid? What are you afraid of? The guy's going to look at you woo-woo. So what? Oh, he's going to touch me. So punch him in the mouth if he touches you. Why would you want to keep everybody out just because of stuff like that? It's childish. It really is. And this whole focus on whether or not the guy's gay or not, or she's a lesbian, ooh, ooh, ooh. It's so immature. Let's move over to NBC, exit the MSNBC broadcast with Lawrence O'Donnell. Here, he talks with Meghan McCain, John McCain's daughter, about her father's views on this policy.
You've been thinking about the Senate. You've been thinking about one particular vote in the Senate, John McCain's. What do you think he will do with this bill coming to the Senate in its current form? Would he be part of a group that would try to prevent it from coming to a vote?
Yeah, I do. I think my father will filibuster, probably, and I think that this will probably pass, and I think gay marriage will pass in this country.
And you've done everything you can to lobby John McCain, so we're going to leave him out from now on, okay?
I have to keep making this clear. My public political life and my personal life with my father are very different. I mean, Maureen Dowd wrote her last column about what Thanksgiving was like between me and my father, but if I couldn't separate these things, I wouldn't have a relationship with my parents.
Right. So. And people disagree with their parents on all sorts of things.
Yes.
So, you're not the only person in America who disagrees with their parents and don't ask or father. But let's give you the assignment of lobbying Scott Brown, of lobbying other possible Republican votes in the Senate to pull them over to get this up to 60 so that it could go forward. What case would you make to them?
I would make to them that they would want to be on the right side of history. That is where I'm standing at this. I think gay marriage and everything having to do with sort of the gay rights movement right now is a civil rights issue. I think it's my generation's civil rights issue. And I would tell them, do you want to look back on this time the way we look back? Would I look back at a time in our country when women couldn't vote? That would be how I would petition them.
What do you make of someone who's saying, I need more time to study that report from the Defense Department about how this would impact the troops?
It's great spinning. That's what I would say.
The report's been out there long enough, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, how much time do you think is reasonable? You've seen a senator at work up close. Yes, they can't they can't take a Defense Department report and read it the minute they get it. They've got stuff stacked up on their desks already. But on something this urgent, on something that you know is moving toward possible votes, those things get up to the top of your inbox pretty quickly.
I just think if you can go and die for this country, then it doesn't matter what you do in your home in your private time.
Good for you, Megan. That's it again. If you're willing to fight for the right to fight for your country, all the rest of it is garbage. And I'm disappointed in John McCain as well, what his whole thing is. He's beginning to sound like some old codger, isn't he? Those of us who have supported him for so long, he just sounds like an angry old man now. Come on, John, get with it, will you? Listen to your daughter. And it is a different, certainly, people have generational changes and differences. That doesn't mean you don't love your parents. And the people, these fools in the news media, you heard Megan sort of gave him what for. Well, you've been thinking a lot. No, you've been thinking. I like her. The more I hear her and see her, listen to her, she has a good head on her shoulder. And the parents can be proud of encouraging her to be independent. That's what I said to my children. They don't agree with me all the time. Your kids agree with you all the time? I hope not. Hope they think for themselves. Speaking of thinking for themselves, before we leave this portion of the program, here are some words from former President Jimmy Carter about this.
The answer is yes. I don't know about next election, but I think in the near future, because step by step, we have realized that this issue of homosexuality has the same adverse and progressive elements as when we dealt with the race issue 50 years ago or 40 years ago. So I would say that the country is getting acclimated to a president who might be female, who might obviously now be black, and who might be as well a gay person. Yes, I would say the answer is yes.
Is America ready for a gay president? Jimmy Carter says yes. What say you? Tom, you're in California with your thoughts on this controversy.
I guess what I wanted to say was just that the distraction would be the relationships. And they need the forward combat folks to be singularly focused on their mission. And I don't want to speak for the commandant of the Marine Corps, but he was probably saying it would be very tragic if the injuries he had seen were caused by distraction and people not being singularly focused on what they're doing. If you repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell, then what would prevent people from becoming romantically involved within the same unit? As far as I know, the rules right now pertain to subordinates dating their, you know, the people they report to. People of equal rank are allowed to date each other. And in a non-combat role, that isn't an issue. And I think that's why the Marine Corps is so vocal about it, is because they are the tip of the sword. They are in combat, and they can't have those distractions preventing that, you know, preventing their Marines from focusing on what they need to do.
What is that? I'm flummoxed by this sort of thinking. Oh, we can't. How'd you look at being in a foxhole with a guy who's trying to feel you up? Take you the butt of your gun. Somebody wants to feel you up and whack it.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
USA Radio News, I'm Jason Walker. Legislation extending all Bush-era tax cuts for 2 years has been signed into law by President Obama. The $858 billion measure includes incentives aimed at stimulating the economic recovery. Many Democrats call the measure too generous for the wealthy. Senate Democrats taking another run at the immigration measure known as the DREAM Act, with a key vote coming up Saturday. That bill provides a path to citizenship for young immigrants who were brought into the U.S. illegally, but as children. Efforts to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell moving forward in the Senate. Lawmakers likely to take a key procedural vote Saturday to end the policy. It prohibits openly gay men and women from serving in the United States military. IRN USA Radio News.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Car crashes are the number one killer of teenagers in the U.S. In 2009, more than 3,000 teens ages 15 to 19 were killed nationwide. To reduce these deaths, Safe Kids USA, in partnership with the General Motors Foundation, is launching Countdown to Drive. The program is designed to equip teens ages 13 to 14 and their parents with safe passenger and driving knowledge well before the teen is ready to drive legally. David Strickland, administrator of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, comments on the importance of the program.
Learning the right behaviors, learning how to be a good passenger, learning how to be a responsible driver when you do get the ultimate responsibility of driving, this is really a fantastic program and a great way forward.
Research shows that as kids age, they are less likely to wear seatbelts and more likely to engage in risky behaviors in cars. The Countdown to Drive program seeks to build a trust relationship between parents and young teen passengers long before they are licensed to drive. For more information on the program, visit countdowntodrive.org. I'm Steve Van Ort reporting.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number one on this week's Talk Radio Countdown, the tax cut debate. And other things going on or not going on in Congress. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Clay Cohut is monitoring our social media. Go to Facebook or Twitter and send some thoughts along. Pretty much all the thoughts that I'm seeing and hearing so far are negative about Congress, about the Senate, about the system. And people are finding it hard to believe that with the election just over, these guys show no signs whatsoever of actually getting it. So we'll move on. We are presenting both sides of the issue. So I guess we go to Senator Harry Reid now, who responds in this clip to his critics who say that he's pushing through bills too quickly.
Where were their concerns about Christmas? Is it that filibuster after filibuster on major piece of legislation during this entire Congress? Not once, but 87 times. Taking days and days of the people's time here in the Senate on wasteful delay. Senate Republicans need look no further than themselves in casting blame for the predicament we're in right now. In this Congress, I repeat, Republicans have waged 87 filibusters. They've used every procedural trick in the book to delay legislation that's important to the American people. We have been able to work through most of them and have what in the mind of Norm Ornstein, the most successful Congress watcher in decades, said the most successful, productive Congress in the history of the country. We've done that in spite of all the roadblocks thrown in our way. In just a few minutes, we're going to proceed to the START treaty. I'm told the Republicans are going to make us read the entire treaty in an effort to stall us from passing it. Isn't that wonderful? That treaty has been here since April or May of this year. Plenty of time to read it. These are additional days of wasted time we could be using to pass legislation to get home for the holidays. Yet some of my Republican colleagues have the nerve to whine about having to stay and actually do the work the American people pay us to do. We make large salaries, Madam President. We could work as most Americans do during the holidays.
All right, so that's... Where the charge comes from DeMint and Kyle, that he's sacrilegious. Let's go home. These guys want to go home, and Harry to stay and do the work. Ornstein, by the way, the fellow that he talked about, is probably one of the most liberal
in terms of oversight, if that's what these guys do, a commentator working for one, I think, of the think tanks in Washington, but he's very left of center. So he calls this Congress one of the most productive in history. You want to choke on that comment, don't you? 800-510-8255. All right. To the radio where we go, and talk host Mike Broomhead with a focus on the Democrats and whether or not they're kidding themselves.
I'm going to give you a preview of what January is going to sound like in the new Congress. Representative Louise Slaughter goes after John Boehner, who's not even the Speaker of the House yet. So here is just a preview of things to come.
I dread seeing my America, the one that I grew up in and I love, where I don't believe that the American dream is available for children anymore. I'm not going to cry about it, but I know that now that the rich are richer and the poor are poorer, the poor children don't think about that much anymore. They think about trying to get an education if they can, or trying to live another year.
Again, and they need the government. And how many years have the liberals been beating this drum on how they are there to help the poor? But the poor continue to get poor, right? The poor still don't have no education. The poor still don't have no food. Poor still don't have no place to live. And yet the liberals have been saying they've been on their side. If I were the poor, I'd be looking for someone else to represent me. But just a little preview of things to come. And now, Harry Reid, here's one of the tricks that Harry Reid, well, this happens everywhere, but I mean, it doesn't matter who the people are, but Harry Reid is doing this. He is threatening to keep the Senate through January 5th. No Christmas, no New Year, no nothing. And so what happens, people, especially lame ducks, are thinking, look, just get me the heck out of here. I got family to get to. Just pass it already. That's what he's trying for. But now Joe Biden, he brings out his working class shoes, and he wants to tell you just how hardworking he is and what they should be doing. Listen to Biden.
Too much at stake for America's national security. And don't tell me about Christmas. I understand Christmas. I have been a senator for a long time. I've been there many years where we go right up to Christmas. There's 10 days between now and Christmas. I hope I don't get in the way of your Christmas shopping, but this is the nation's business.
Oh, I'm surprised he didn't throw in there how he takes the train back and forth to work. What a hardworking guy. Joe, give me a break. Give me a break, Vice President Biden. They have been, remember when they ushered themselves into power, Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi said this was going to be the hardest working Congress there was. They were going to work 5 days a week. They're working 3 days a week. This is ridiculous. Don't start, but this is a great soundbite. A great soundbite for the Joe Biden and the liberal supporters talking about, see, the working class. That's right. The rest of us have got to work right up until Christmas. You rich people. Come on. Vice President Biden is the first one on the train home. Don't give me this working class hero stuff. I mean, it just doesn't work. It's lame and it's tired.
It is lame and it is tired. And he's right. And again, back to the election. These people, never mind, they don't read the bills. They don't read the newspaper. Hello, guys.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that, too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibendronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and/or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have the most popular tech gifts at great prices this holiday season. This week, save 50% off an HP OfficeJet all-in-one color printer. That's $75 in savings. Office Depot. Our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals. Offer valid through 12/18/10. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Number four, the discussion of all of the controversial earmarks in the big spending bill from the talkers' charts on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
And the bill that's the buzz is the spending bill with all of the accoutrements and the arguing and fussing and fighting, the tax cut plan and why we're bothering. It is, on one hand, they try to save money or they act like they're saving money. On the other hand, they're spending it, as McCain said last year, like drunken sailors. Here's radio host Bruce St. James onto this same thing. He read the details of the spending bill, and he has a word for Congress that you'll be interested in.
Let's start with this, and this is kind of the topic du jour coming out of Washington right now, is this spending bill that we're facing. Omnibus spending bill.
You like saying that word, don't you?
I like saying omnibus. Why am I even surprised anymore? Why do I even get angry about it? Why would anybody think that anything is going to happen? I'm ready to declare this right now. The Congress of the United States is not a serious body, is not a serious group of people.
Okay, why?
And it is broken as broken can be, and it has an inability to stop itself or fix itself, period. I believe that in my heart. I genuinely believe that. They cannot stop spending money they don't have at any point. They can't do it any more than the heroin addict sitting in a room full of heroin can stop injecting themselves. They can't do it. Can't. Not a one of them can't. All of the Senate, all of the House can't stop. It is sickening. What is going on? It is sickening what's going on. The message of the election, 42 days ago, 43 days ago,
right? I don't think they got it.
What election?
Yeah.
There was no message.
Business as usual.
And I'm not even prepared to beat up on Democrats, although I think they share the majority of this because they are the majority of the houses. So what we have is a non-serious body. What we have is a bunch of people that stand there and look you and I in the eye, tell us how serious they are about spending, how out of control government has gotten, how they're going to be the one to clean it up. And the minute their plane touches down at Washington Reagan Airport, right along the Potomac, that all goes out the window, and they immediately think, you know what? I'll sell the country down the river for $1 trillion. I'll laden my great-grandchildren with debt. As long as I get that $100,000 to study bee pollen back in my district, I will vote for whatever you want as long as I get my little morsel out of it. I don't care how much you're screwing the rest of the country. That's what they're saying. I would say that if Mitch McConnell was sitting across from me. I would say it if the President of the United States was sitting across from me. You only care about your little morsel, and you care about being able to stand in front of your constituents next year and say, look what I did for you. You could care less about this country. You're not serious.
Right on, man. Right on, brother. Right on. You got it, right? 800-510-8255. Now, are you getting it? Are all earmarks bad? Oh, no. The ones that fix things in your district are fine. It's like congressmen. You always hear, oh, Congress is terrible. How do you like your congressman? Oh, he's pretty good. Yeah, they aren't good. They stink. And the motivation to keep him, as the suggestion was just made there, it is sort of simplistic, but the message was simplistic. Stop doing what you're doing. So here you have the Senate passing the tax compromise bill. Now they send it to the House, where it has a lot of opposition. It extends the tax cuts that we have right now. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't make, there's no more tax incentive of saving money, and it saves a lot of money if it continues as it has in the past. There's nothing new there except reducing the Social Security taxes and extending jobless benefits. So this is, on one hand, the Democrats are infuriated because they were extending tax cuts to the so-called wealthy, and then the price tag of the bill, that's pretty, look at the spending here. What are we doing to ourselves? It's time for the revolution to begin, isn't it? You thought the revolution took place at the ballot box in November. Yeah. You can't tell it by looking around much. 800-510-8255. Good, strong third party. Too bad Bloomberg doesn't want to run for the presidency. Some people were speculating last week that he made a big policy speech, and a lot of people thought it would be his way of opening the door to running for the presidency in 2012. He slammed it hard. Nope, not interested in running. That's too bad, because he'd be about the only one that you can see around, at least on the public. And maybe Donald Trump will run. He keeps saying he's going to run. So let's see what happens. It would be a free-for-all if that were the case. But what we need is a little bit of a shake-up. Somebody who knows how to do that sort of thing, has a little flair, have a little fun for a change. It sure isn't fun having this guy president, is it? 800, but they say the presidency isn't fun. Why not? Bush, who had fun? Ronald Reagan seemed to have fun when he was president. George Bush, the father, seemed to have fun when he was president. Bill Clinton, when he wasn't doing things that distracted him from his job, seemed to be having fun. He was he went through the most extremes of any president that I can remember in my lifetime. His term was full of the highs and lows that mark so many of our lives. 800-510-8255. Okay, so we have the Twitter comments before us, and we have some email before us, and we have your calls at 800-510-8255. Okay, Mary, in Louisiana, let's find out from you how you make your case.
I'm calling to express my concern about earmarks, because not all earmarks are bad. Some of the earmarks is not just pork, some of it is very lean. We live in a very rural area of Louisiana, and if it were not for some of those earmarks, we would not get basic resources, sidewalks. Some of the major cities may not need sidewalks, but Bastrop, Louisiana has not had new sidewalks probably in 30 or 40 years. I listened to Senator McCain talk about how the earmarks were decided. I dare say that if you put it before the full Senate, then that's going to take away the support that these communities, these small communities, would have. So maybe you need to come up with a committee. Don't just throw the baby out with the wash. Not everything is bad about earmarks. It does get needed money and resources to communities that need those money, so smaller communities. Earmarks is just giving back what we sent in. Those are our tax dollars. I have no problem with monies coming into this community to help and assist this community to grow and to provide jobs and resources for our for the citizens.
Well, Mary, that would be nice if it were true and that you were correct, but you are not correct, and that's the sad thing about it. The earmark money is borrowed money. It's not your tax dollars. Your tax dollars will be used to pay it back. But these people want to pay it forward by borrowing the money, not taking money from you. And so in terms of what the money's used for, yeah, if you're, I want to say, because it's disrespectful to say, if you're foolish enough to have fallen asleep for this, sidewalks are necessary. If they build them right the first time, they wouldn't have to keep rebuilding them. Same with streets. Now, that's number one. Number two, there are plenty of instances, if you were to go through, if you had a red pen and could scratch out, which is what the president ought to be able to do, line item veto things. You scratch out things. Clinton did one good thing, got everybody thinking. One year he took the pencil and scratched out a lot of stuff, but he was acting in an unconstitutional way. At least that's what the Supreme Court said, so stuff get put back in to the budget. He was against this stuff. And some of them were granted. Some of the things he scratched out were things that were getting back at some of his political adversaries. But in general, a lot of this stuff is pork. And all right, let's say your argument is right, and we give you that these projects are necessary. What about the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse that amounts to hundreds of billions of dollars every year.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast, like a new Subway breakfast melt. Try the Sunrise Subway Melt or the Meltastic Breakfast BMT with pepperoni, salami, black forest ham, and tomato, fresh toasted on flatbread. Their melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Get yours starting at 7 a.m.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Products may vary, available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number six, according to the Talkers Magazine charts, the president signs the child nutrition law.
A sort of child's nutrition guide is what we're talking about here. Just joining us, 800-510-8255. So the theme here is children needing to eat properly to maintain a healthy weight, continue to grow. It's too bad that we that this will become a political football instead of having us understand the reality of needing this sort of education, needing this information. Here's a radio host, Joe Crummy, who seems to find it hard to believe that parents can't come up with a couple of bucks a day to feed their children.
Some 680,000 kids, according to the Daily News, 680,000 out of 1.1 million New York kids participate in the school lunch program, a big chunk of the 16 million kids nationwide served by the program. Here's a quote from the First Lady. While we sometimes have our differences, we can all agree that in the United States of America, no child should go to school hungry, the First Lady said. What I'm arguing is, what the hell does this say about the United States? That what? You have the majority of kids in the five boroughs have parents who can't afford to buy them lunch? You're kidding. What? And if that, to me, that's the thing that's just the outrage here. You're telling me that the majority of parents in the five boroughs can't afford to buy their kids lunch? Because that's what this program is about, right? We don't want anybody to be hungry, so we got to feed kids. Well, of course we all agree on that. Of course kids should be well fed. Of course I'm sure you don't learn well when you're not eating. What are you telling me? That? And as the roles grow and more people are on it, more and more people are on the lunch program, and the taxpayer pays for it. What is up with this? That, to me, that's the thing that's just shocking. You're talking about the United States of America. You're talking about a couple of bucks a day to feed your kid, and what, you can't do that as a parent? That's job number one as a parent. What we look to the state, well, please feed my kid because I can't. You've got to, I can't understand this. Does not compute. Don't see that. When I look at America, I don't see that. I don't see people sitting around, I don't have 10 bucks a week to feed my kid. I really can't see that. 680,000 out of the 1.1 million in this city alone. To me, that's the outrage, not what Michelle Obama said. We can't just leave it up to the parents or whatever. I don't know what exactly she happens to be talking about. Well, they're at school and you're not there, whatever. The outrage is that you can expand these programs and people think it's a great idea. Because what does it say about America that you have a vast majority of parents who can't even feed their kids? What is that about? And it's not just because of the recession this week. It was like that 2 years ago. It was like that 3 years ago. It's been steadily increasing over the years. So, you know, the idea that, oh, my God, it's only because of the recession, that's baloney. This is a trend that's been afoot for a long time. And somebody has to stand up and go, this is not a good thing. This is a bad thing. This is parents who aren't taking responsibility and the government who's going to do so. And then soak the taxpayer for it.
Your job is to take care of your children, isn't it? And if, in fact, that's not the case, then why are you having children? Maybe that's what we ought to look at, who's having children. Maybe there ought to be a law against having children. Matter of fact, Ted Turner thinks that there ought to be a law which requires only one child. Parents want to have children, you can only have one. That's it. Otherwise, the world, and I think there's something to what he says, not a law. But certainly education, we keep having 4 and 5 and 6 children in families. The world is doomed. It's already a mess because there are too many people on it. You keep having more children, and this is the result. You have children that can't find anything to eat. So then the government comes in, another $4.5 billion to feed your children. How many of you smoke who are poor and destitute? Why are you smoking and your children don't have enough to eat? Look at yourself in the mirror, you cur. Chris, Laurel, Maryland. I'm sorry, Laurel. You Maryland or Mississippi? Where are you, Chris?
Mississippi.
Go ahead, sir.
The very beginning of the food and lunch program had nothing to do with just the issue of nutrition. It had to do with the fact that there were kids that were malnourished. That when the World War II began and the, you know, the U.S. was thrown into it.
Yeah.
And it was President Roosevelt that started the food lunch program, and it was a military-oriented thing. It really had nothing to do with the fact of caring for kids. And the way things have developed, and, you know, listening to the conversation you're having with the other gentleman, you know, I have my wife is a teacher, and what's happening is the schools are becoming more and more responsible for every little aspect of a kid's life,
yeah.
And less is being a responsibility of a parent.
Open the door a crack with some government program, and these guys are running there with a crowbar and open it wider and wider and wider until you don't recognize what the original program was. You don't know what it is. Absolutely astonishing. All right, thanks.